Deshaun Whipple from Urban 95 and the Whip Show podcast, even though I wanted to close out, but that's fine. That's fine. Yep. I understand.
Sorry.
First of all, great match tonight at War Games. I think we all could agree. Y'all love that, right? Clap it up for him.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But real quick, I know you said you don't like talking about the end of the story thing anymore, but we all have faith in you that you're going to do what you do. But today, you were in the ring with almost the Avengers. I mean, have you ever been Absolutely. Part of a team with so many over people that are top of the card like that, man? And that's going to take WWE to far many years away. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, Avengers, thank you. Amazing thing to hear. I talked to Sami Zayn about 2 weeks ago, and we were in the ring together during one of those moments at the end of the night with Raw again, another record crowd, all this stuff, and we were just really basking in it. But the thing that we were specifically kind of tickled by was it's been a long time since the good guys. There've been more than one. They're all over the place, and the fans are having a real connection with them, and that's a sign of things to come. You know, I know the term everyone uses, the baby face, but to have that many and have the equity that they have, that Jay has, that Seth has, that Randy has, that I've been able to get myself. It's just, I think it's a sign of where we're headed. I really do. You know, there's been these eras, and no one's really coined a phrase for what this era is yet, but there's been these eras of the anti-hero, the attitude, all this. And like, this is, there's something connected to these baby face, good guy characters that aren't even characters. Sami Zayn's a really good guy, you know? I know it means a lot to us each and every night. I'm sure you've seen these videos. We stay out there all night. It feels like we don't want it to end. 'Cause it's such a special thing. Yeah.